T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tim Clark is joining me this morning, Executive Director of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Tim, it's been a long time. We haven't talked to you.
Yeah, I know. A long time no chat. You're exactly right. I think the last time we saw one another was on a movie set, believe it or not.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the local movie scene, and especially
right.
I was interested in the Niagara Street Film Studio at the corner of West Ferry. I was just driving by there the other day and seeing a lot of progress on that campus for Great Point Media. I mean, that place is enormous.
Oh, it's enormous, and it's an enormous asset for us to have in our region. You know, these sound stages really are the anchors to, movie siting themselves in a city. So, you know, given that and given the new tax incentives that have passed the legislature recently, the future is bright for movie making in Western New York. We're a little bit in a pause right now because of the writer's strike, weirdly, but we hope that that'll, come to a conclusion soon.
You know, I was thinking that it seems like a quiet summer for movie shoots. We usually hear a few things going on here and there. Is this all because of the writer's strike?
Well, a lot of it is, and because you're not hearing about them doesn't mean we're not scouting for new projects and stuff. What I think is happening, and like, for instance, next week we have a week-long scout of a company, a movie company, that is actually moving to Buffalo or opening a location in Buffalo. It's a pretty big company. So, you know, there is activity that's happening, and it's all propping up, our local film industry scene here, and it is we had a bit of a pause, there's no question about it, and a lot of it was the writers, and a lot of it really was a very sluggish ability of the state to refund the tax incentive payments to the movie productions, but that seems to be fixed now with the new budget and so forth, so we're optimistic.
All right. Do you expect things to kind of pick up around here, and what are you hearing about the writer's strike and where that stands right now?
Well, it's a little bit of a tricky situation because it's like almost the perfect storm. And because you have the writers that are out, you have the Directors Guild, which settled, or which has a tentative agreement, it has to be ratified. And then the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, has voted to authorize a strike if necessary. So, you know, there are these two major giant unions, the actors and the writers, that have to, come up with some sort of a agreement before everything can get back, in production again. And, it's too bad because after COVID, that shut down the worldwide movie industry for over a year. Now we're sitting, with the movie industry shut down again because of the labor issues. So, it's part of the cycle and we just kind of roll with it. But I'm optimistic, as I keep saying.
Do you think there'll be kind of a considerable lag maybe this fall when you expect to see a lot of new streaming shows or even new movies, that kind of thing? Because of
that could happen if this strike was on and stays protracted. It's definitely affecting the shelves at Netflix and HBO and all the other streaming services. It's content, really, basically, and lack of content means lack of viewers and lack of subscribers. So that would be devastating for sure. But again, I talked to the executives in charge of production at all the major studios pretty routinely, And they're optimistic. I also talked to some of the union folks, the writers and the actors, and they're optimistic too. So, you know, nobody wants to be out of work and nobody wants to be out of content. So, you know, there's this kind of shared desire to get back to work.
You know, while we have you today, wanted to ask about Cabrini. Haven't heard a lot about this lately. It was shot here for a good part of it was shot here in the summer of 2021. When is that film coming out?
Well, interestingly enough, it's completed, and it was shown recently in the Vatican. No kidding, the Pope actually watched the whole thing and gave it a thumbs up. So it is, in fact, something that we hope to bring here next month for a private screening for the people who participated in Cabrini. And we've been talking to the producers about it. A major studio in Los Angeles is likely to pick up the distribution rights for that. So that's kind of why it's been paused a little bit in its release. But I assure you that it'll be something that will be shown here locally within the next couple of months, hopefully in July.
Oh, good to hear that. But it would be released to theaters, not streaming, as far as you know.
It would be released in theaters and then streaming also. Yeah, it would be, you know, that's the way the business model is set now, pretty much. In the case of Cabrini, you know, it is such a well-produced and well-directed and well-shot movie that it is probably something to behold on the big screen. So there's something to be said about a theatrical release, and I think both the studios that are bidding for this and the directors and the producers of this film, you know, all agree that it's something that the best experience is going to be to see it in, you know, in a theater. And that's how we're going to roll it out here locally. But, you know, I think eventually it'll end up on streaming and maybe even simultaneously. So we'll have to see, I guess.
I mean, that had hundreds, would you say, of local Western New Yorkers in that movie?
You know what? It's over 1,000. It's, I know it sounds crazy, but there were a lot of extras, a lot of people in that film, a variety of age ranges from very, very young kids to older individuals. So, I mean, it really is a sorry, we got interrupted there by some sort of text coming in. But no, it's something that really thousands of Western New Yorkers had a hand in. And if you didn't appear in the movie, maybe, you know, it shot on your street or was out in your area. I remember talking to Randy Bushover about a scene that was shot up near Medina. And so it really touched all parts of Western New York. And it really, I think, will be a postcard for us to use to show off our sort of architectural assets as it relates to period movies, because this movie takes place and is set in the 1800s.
Right. Well, hey, Tim, great visiting with you this morning. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Okay, Susan, we'll see you guys soon.
That's Tim Clark, Executive Director of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.